Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance moves. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Shane Sparks, and I'm back for another hot day, 2 o'clock on Saturday, Los Angeles, California. You're listening to Planet Dance, and it's about to get crazy today. I got some information today from my boy Eric Zuley, on behalf of Eric Zuley. America's Got Talent is having auditions this week. Check this out. If you got a group, if your mother, if your daddy, if your sister, your grandmother, if they're funny, you need to get them down there this week. Check it out. America's Got Talent is kicking off its new season with the first open call at the L.A. Convention Center this Wednesday and Thursday, November 14th and 15th. The doors open at 8 a.m. and don't close until 9 p.m. each day. Tell your friends and family to join us for the fun. You got 90 seconds that could change your life. So do me a favor. Go to agtauditions.com for registration now. Check this out. They only do this every now and then, so y'all better get down to the convention center. I got people tweeting me already saying, yo, Shane, we about to go down there. We got our crew together. So make sure y'all get ready for that. America's Got Talent. The season, every season's crazy, so I want y'all to make sure y'all go down there. And be prepared because the show is hot. You know what I mean? And, yo, if you got any questions about anything, if you want to talk to me about anything, you can call me at 914-338-1303. You're listening to Shane Sparks on Planet Dance. I got a couple people that's going to call in today. I've got a friend by the name of Tony Robinson, Cincinnati, Ohio. Childhood friend of mine that I used to be in a group with, Cole Premier. Yeah, I know you're listening to Rob. Check this out. He's going to call in today because he did like a little documentary on the history of what made Shane Sparks what he is today. You know what I mean? If it wasn't for Tony Robinson, Jay Watte, Chris Tyler, Keith Sperling, Marcus Stokes, if it wasn't for those fellas, I wouldn't be here right now. But they groomed me as a dancer, choreographer, singer, producer, writer. They did all that stuff. So I want my boy to get online so he can talk about a little project that he's doing. And I want to get behind it to make sure that it all goes through well. Because it's, you know, it's time for that. And also, if y'all saw my graphics on my Facebook, there's a guy by the name of Anthony Amente. Yo, he did some dope work for me. So I want to give a shout out to him. You know, you can't do it without certain people coming in and doing their thing for you. Check this out. I got Eva Universe. If y'all ain't heard of Eva Universe, this is one of the girls that I helped develop. She's on the record label called Big H Productions, Big H Entertainment. And I've been developing her for a year, and she's out on tour with World of Dance. If you haven't been to World of Dance, I need y'all to get out there because the show is crazy. And she's got my boys on tour with her, the Footwork Kings. You know, it's my boy Charles and my boy Kimo, King Charles. Yo, they out there doing their thing. And actually, the show that they did with Eva, the first show they did with Eva, they said they got the best response. So I need y'all to go check them out and support them. Eva's going to be in Chicago very soon. So if you're in the Chicago area, make sure you pay attention and make sure you go check them out. All right. Yo, I got a caller from the 513 area code 1092. If that's you, you're on the air right now. Yeah.
Shane Sparks, what's going on, partner?
I'm chilling. What's up with you?
Nothing much. Just wanted to call in, give a big shout out. You're doing big things. And, it's good to see you back on top doing your thing. And this is Kay Spurl, by the way, from Cincinnati 513. And it's just good to see you back, man.
Look, real quick. Like, check this out, Keith. Okay, right, check this out. People always ask me who taught you choreography and to dance. They ask me that every day, every interview. And I always mention your name, and they don't know who you are. So I feel so dope to be able to say this right here, Keith Sperling. This is the dude that taught me choreography,
in the
taught
house.
Me dance, in the house in the basement of his daddy's garage.
Right.
Y'all don't understand. Hey. Hold on, Keith. I got you on the line. I got to talk. Check it out. This fool would battle, if you're from Cincinnati, you remember the Skywalkers. This dude battled the Skywalkers, which was the hottest crew ever in Cincinnati. Marvin Columbus, he lives out here now, by himself, and ate the whole crew. It was only one dude that gave him some. What was his name? The dude at the end of y'all dance, y'all battle for like 2 hours.
Phantom Pop.
Oh, do you remember? No, it was
Phantom
Pop. Daryl, remember Daryl?
Oh, Daryl, yeah.
Daryl, wow. You and Daryl went at it, man. I couldn't believe it. But Phantom Pop. I forgot about Phantom Pop. That boy was crazy, man.
For hours, it was crazy hours. And I don't even remember repeating the move at
that's,
all.
And that's exactly
because
that's
it was coming from the heart, man. It was coming from the soul, from the feeling. It was ridiculous. I mean, if you told me or asked me to go back, say, do any of those moves that you've done, I couldn't repeat it because I don't know what I was doing. It was a feeling. When you get in that zone and you get a feeling, it's ridiculous. And any real dancers know exactly what I'm talking about. You know,
exactly.
You get this feeling, and it's just you're in a zone. It's almost like you're there, but you ain't. But that was good times.
Yeah, and I'll never forget that, Keith. I'll never forget that. And those battles and those memories inspire me every day and keep me going and keep me doing what I do because I know where we came from and what we have to offer to this world. And they would have been in trouble if we'd have came out here as a group back in the day.
Oh, my God.
They would have been in trouble.
Because the thing was, every time I could see a routine on TV or anybody, a different artist, and they do something, and I'll tell my family, Shane done that routine. They were like, how you know?
Yeah.
I said, I know his rhythm. I know everything.
Yep.
I know his thought process, his thought patterns. I said, we rehearsed 8 to 10 hours a day.
Yeah, non-stop. For no money.
For no money. It was ridiculous how much. We were so in sync. And I remember y'all used to think I was crazy because I was like, he want everything to be perfect, exactly the same. I'd be like, dude, no, the baby finger can't be sticking out. It's got to be in, you know. But it all paid off, and that's why, you know, you one of the best at what you do now, you know.
I appreciate
we used
it, man.
To do it just for the love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to try to give a shout-out.
I appreciate it, Keith Sperling. I just want to let everybody know that you're listening to Shane Sparks on Planet Dance on the Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio. And we're doing it live for the dancers. If you're a dancer and you love it, you eat, sleep, or would die without it, hit me up. I need to hear your voice. Y'all just heard from the guy that taught me everything I know, Keith Sperling, Cincinnati, Ohio. Yo,
yes,
give it up. Yo.
Hey,
all right,
Shane,
Keith, I'll meet you. What's up?
Can I give one shout out?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to give a shout-out to B2MG, Broke 2 Media Group, and all the artists with B2MG and my artists out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Chris Taylor, Fourth Quarter Clips, and your boy Tony Ratchet. Hey, look out
Tony
for
Ratchet.
Us. We're coming at y'all hard. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
I appreciate
nice
it,
talking
Keith
to
Berlin.
You, bro. Love you much.
Love you, too. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
All right, peace. Yo, that was my boy Keith Sperling from Cincinnati. A lot of memories right there. It's real crazy. Real quick, I want to tell you, I went home to Cincinnati a couple years ago, and Keith is a cop. He's a police now. And he walked out of the door in his suit, and that was his first time I ever saw him in his suit, and I'm tripping. I'm like, that's crazy. And he started busting routines that we used to do, and, man, my heart just dropped. And it was like, I don't care who you are or what you are. If it's in your heart, it never leaves. And that's a bad boy right there, and I wish a lot of y'all could have met him. So, yeah. But changing the subject, if you're on Twitter right now, and you know who I am, this is your boy Shane Sparks. I'm at Sparks5678. Hit me up, and I'm going to follow the next 100 followers. The next 100 people that follow me, I'm going to follow them. So get on your Twitters, get on your whatever you want to call it, and hit me up and let me know that you're listening to the show. This is the hottest show about dance in the world, and it's the only one right now. So I hope y'all understand what I'm trying to do for the dance world. support me. You know what I mean? If you got anything else you want to say, call in 914-338-1303, Shane Sparks. And just if y'all going to be in the Pulse, if y'all going to be in the Vegas area this weekend, the November 17th and 18th, the Pulse is going to be there. And I got a group called Super Shift Crew, and they're going to be out there killing the dance show. And I'm going to be out there supporting them. Me and my boy Wildebeest did choreography, and I had the Footwork Kings come in and do a number inside it. So if you like Footwork Kings, if you like Wildebeest, and you're a fan of Shane Sparks, y'all need to be in Vegas this weekend because it's about to be crazy. Yo, I got another caller coming in, area code 219-2806. Caller, you are on the line. Caller, you are on the line. Where the? I'm just playing.
Hey, my love. How are you?
I can hear you, but you're really low. Can you talk up just a little bit?
Yeah, I said, how are you?
I'm good. Who is this?
This is Christine.
What's up, Christine? How are you?
I'm good now. Finally got to talk to you.
I know. You liking the show so far?
I'm loving the show so far. Like, I can't even talk. I'm so excited. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I don't know.
That's crazy. Well, what's on your mind? Tell me what's new with you.
Nothing. Just missing you. Just miss you. Good to see you back. Just thought I'd
call. I appreciate
what's
that.
Up.
Yo, yeah, I appreciate that. I'm here for my fans. I'm here for my friends, you know? I do this for a living, and I love it, so I appreciate the support.
And we love you so much. It's ridiculous.
I appreciate that. Where are you from? Where do you live?
I'm in Gary, in Indiana.
You're in Gary, Indiana? Dang, that's crazy, man.
You know,
that's like
MJ.
Say that again?
I said home of MJ, Michael Jackson.
Yes, sir, Gary, Indiana.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you calling in and keep in touch with me. Let me know what's going on. If you got anything you want to talk about, let me know. I'm here for you, okay?
I'm following you on Twitter right now. Hear me back.
That's what's up. I'll definitely do that, all right?
Thank you.
Yep, I'll talk to you later. Love you too.
Bye.
All right. Yo, this is your boy Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. That's how we do. Indiana. I used to live like an hour from there. Everybody knows I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, but I used to live like about an hour from there. We used to go there to clubs. We used to go to Kentucky to go to clubs, Dayton, Ohio to go to clubs. And I'm going to tell y'all this. There was a dance. It was like about five dances that the people out in Dayton, Ohio used to do. They used to murder the stage. And these dances never made it to the media. And if they ever do, they go take over. If you think the Dougie was dope, these dances right here is so sick. Like, I love the Dougie. That's a sick dance. But these dances that we know and that I do that the world still haven't seen, because half the time when I was doing choreography for a lot of the dancers, especially on So You Think You Could Dance, a lot of them weren't street dancers, so I had to conform. But I had a few on there that could really do what I wanted to do. But so if you pay attention to, like, the rhythms that I have, I can only do them with people that dance, like, my style. So I saved a lot of dances for the future. So when you see me doing stuff in the near future, it's going to all be brand new, all new dances, all new steps, stuff strictly from Cincinnati, from Dayton, from Kentucky that y'all have never seen before. So be on the lookout for that. I think I got another caller. They coming in fast. This is crazy. Let me see. I got another one coming in from 919. Is that a 919 number? Oh, 219-2606. Is that caller on the line right now for me? Okay. All right, give me this number right here, 919-5863. You're on the air with Shane Sparks right now.
Hey, what's up, Shane? This is Will. William.
What's up, Will? Speak up just a little bit.
Hey, what's up?
What's
this
up?
Is William from North Carolina, originally from Cincinnati. What's going on with you, man?
Oh, I'm great, man. It's good to hear a voice from Cincinnati, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. You know, hey, I grew up listening to y'all and Jay Watch Garage.
Yeah,
my brother.
See, I'm telling you, it's proof. You're living proof right now. All the stuff that I used to talk about, that, you know what I mean? We didn't have no videotapes. We didn't have no nothing on a lot of stuff that we did. So I can only talk about what I used to do back in the day. Now I got a way to show people that what I did and what I say is real, because you were a witness to Cold Premiere, man. That's crazy.
A witness. When I was doing it for free.
Yeah. For real, though, I feel like if you do it for free, you love it. You know what I mean? You love it. And that's where it came from, man.
I'm one of your biggest supporters, you know. I'm one of your biggest supporters, man. You know, I'm always going to stay in contact with you, bro.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. And tell me what's going on new with you. What's going on out there where you at?
Man, you know, out here, man, I'm just, you know, I'm working, but I'll be assisting artists trying to, you know, get them to better themselves. So, you know, I got a lot of people calling in, going to be listening to your show. I got a lot of people that's, you know, into the dancing and things. So, you know, you got much love. You know you got much love in the natty.
Man, I appreciate that so much because you know what I've been through, and it's crazy to be the type of person that I am and then go through what I went through and then see people that really know me, that really care about me, supporting me, man, because it was crazy for a minute for me, but the people that know me for real, they know what's up, and I'm back. And the only thing it did was make me stronger and make me more powerful, and it's just, I'm about to destroy the industry right now. I'm doing everything. I'm not just a choreographer, man. I'm doing everything now, so get ready for it. I appreciate you calling in, man. And enjoy your day and tell everybody I said what's up back in Cincinnati and where you from now, all right?
All right, bro. Take it easy.
Yes, sir. Good talking to you. Peace. Yo, this your boy Shane Sparks. That's what's up. See, he was from Cincinnati. He saw what I used to do, man. We was compared to Boys to Men. Backstreet Boys, I love them. They're good. But I'm telling you, if Cold Premier would have came out, y'all probably wouldn't know Backstreet Boys or New Kids on the Block or none of those kids. But they got lucky. Now, let me move on. Let me stop clowning right now. All right, look, I got this segment I want to do. The other day I had a talk with an artist that's kind of confused about what she wants to do in her career. So I told her what my mother used to tell me all the time, be patient with your patience. And I tweet this a lot because when I was younger, I didn't really understand what she meant. But as I grew up, I got it. And my mother told me, and she said, Shane, there's going to be a lot of things that's going to happen to you. And if you just wait, everything is going to turn out the way you want it to. And it did. So I was talking to her, and she has a record deal, a TV show, but she's not too happy. So a lot of people are giving her other offers. And I told her, you need to stick with what you got right now because you never know what's going to happen. If the Spice Girls would have stopped before they got to where they was going, or if they didn't believe in what they were doing, I'm using the Spice Girls because that group came out at a time when nobody expected that type of group to come out. And her group is not a Spice Girl group, but it's a hot group, and it's different. And she's kind of like, I don't know if I want to do a group like this. And I told her, just be patient and see where it takes you because everything that you want is different from what you're going to get. And you have to understand that. So the last thing I told her was be patient with your patience and everything that you want will work out. So we left that meeting and she was like, thank you, because I needed that because I was going crazy trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my career. So if you got anything that's going on with you right now and it's driving you crazy and you don't know what you should do, just be patient with it. Work things out, okay? It'll all work out the way it's supposed to. And if you need some advice, I'm here. I would talk to you and I would tell you what I feel because I don't know everything, but I know what I've been through, and I've been through a lot. So I got a lot of experience and I got a lot of knowledge on this world, in this world. Yo, is that another caller? I got a caller, area code 205, and the last digits are 7793. Caller, you are on the air if you're there. Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Yo, who is this?
This is Alan Headwall.
I can't hear you.
Alan Headwall.
Oh, Alan, hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. You're a dancer? What do you do?
Sometimes I rap and just trying to get up there, trying to make it.
Trying to do your thing? Well, what's going on with you? Why are you calling me today? You need some advice? You want to talk to me? What's up? Speak your mind.
Oh, man, I was just seeing how you're doing and just saying what's up.
Hey, man, I definitely appreciate that. Where you from?
Alabama.
Alabama. Do you know you're the first person I ever talked to from Alabama?
For real.
Say that again? Yeah, that's what's up. So do y'all got, so are you a rapper, singer? What are you doing?
Sometimes I freestyle a lot and just, I don't never write stuff down. I just freestyle.
Oh, I feel you. Well, I'm going to tell you this, man. I've never been to Alabama and I've never really talked to anybody from Alabama, but I've been around the world and I know that they got talent everywhere. So I'm here, I'm a supporter of you and I'm a supporter of dreams. So follow what you're trying to do. Keep in touch with me. Let me know, you know, what you're doing and just support what I'm trying to do, man, because I'm trying to make it – I'm trying to give an avenue for the singers, for the dancers that people would never get the time of day to. You know what I mean? I'm on the phone talking to you right now, and nobody else is trying to do that. So, you know, I just want you to understand what I'm trying to do.
Write songs down or just keep freestyling like the way I am?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. If you want to be an artist that does songs that's going to sell – you want to probably write a lot of your stuff down only because when you're freestyling, that's from within. a lot of times people don't understand that when they listen to it. But when you write stuff down, you write from emotion. You write from feeling and experience. And those are the stories that people want to hear on records. You know what I mean? So write down something that's sincere. Put it to a hot beat that can't nobody deny. And I guarantee you, you'll start making some noise in your city. Okay?
All right.
All right, all right, man. I appreciate you calling, man. Yep, I'll talk to you soon. Yo, Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. That's how we do it, man. I'm just here to support. I'm here to change lives. I got another caller that's coming in right now. The 310 area code. Oh, they're pretty close. Last four digits are 9268. Is that you? Who could that be?
Melody Maker, the Undertaker.
Yeah, man. There he is, T.T. Rockrop, the Melody Baker, code for beer in the building.
You know it, baby. Hey, let me just say, first of all, you know, we brothers, and I'm so proud and just happy about what's happening to you right now, because you and I know what the struggle was, man. And I just want to tell you, man, that, you know, God has always blessed you and will continue to, brother. And you keep doing what you're doing, man, and I'm always behind you. My man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, let me say this real quick. For the people that are listening, this was the lead singer. This was the lead singer of Code Premier. He was the lead singer of our group. So that, just to let y'all know, the people that are calling in right now, these are the people that were, like, in my life for real, that groomed me. Like, y'all, I hope y'all understand, like, this is y'all getting, like, firsthand knowledge right now. Tony Robinson was the guy that was the lead singer of our group, and it was five of us. And if you heard any of our music, the Valentina. That was T-Rock. Well, Valentina, I just want to love you, girl.
You know it. That much I do know.
Yeah. Oh, God, I wish they knew what we were talking about.
Hey, but, they knew, man.
I know, but what I want to talk to you about, Gene, is I want you to talk about that documentary that you're doing. Just, you know, give me a little insight on what inspired you to bring that back, and how did you get the footage, man? Because I watched it and I was tripping. Like, you have footage when we was wearing Van Crack, man. Like,
hey,
it's crazy.
Man, you know, all that was, that was a blessing for real. That, because, you know, we had lost a lot of our footages, and it just so happened that, you know, blessings to the network. You know, when once the, you know, Facebook and all these other network social network came about, people were able to reconnect with each other. And what happened was there was people hitting me up saying, hey, man, I got a videotape of y'all when y'all did the Natalie Cole show. Or I still got a clip of that movie y'all did with Kid and Play. And that's how a lot of the stuff started surfacing back up, because, you know, me and you was talking, and I was like, Shane, you got any old stuff on us? And you was like, man, I can't find anything. And I was the same way. So it really is a blessing that this social network has come about, because that's pretty much how it all came together.
That's crazy, Tony. And, man, this social network is a beast, because it's got me talking to you, man. I could Skype you. I could talk to my mother. Like, it's crazy. We could do whatever. And I remember it used to cost so much money to call long distance. And, you know, you have a crazy phone bill calling for 2 minutes.
I mean, we had $1,000 phone bill every month when we was out there in the valley.
Crazy, man.
And nobody does long distance anymore. It's everything's, you know, one cost and you're good. But, with the Quiet Giant, Shane, what I'm doing is this project is a blessing, because what it has done for me and allowing me to do is to go back and kind of reintroduce myself, you know, into the new way of things, the new game, because there's a whole total different generation now, and a lot of them, you know, don't know about what was going on when we were out, you know, at our peak and whatnot, and this has just been a blessing. And what's really crazy is the sneak, sort of like a sneak preview. It's not a trailer, because the trailer would be shorter, but it's kind of like a sneak look into. But it dropped like 2 weeks ago, man. I'm already at like close to 12,000 views, and it's just
Beautiful, man. That just lets you know that people are still interested in true stories and stories that are from the heart, man. You know, like everything that's on TV today now is good and it's telling you stories, but a lot of it is fairy tale. This right here is the truth, man. This is what you put in that video that I saw is like, it's crazy, because it's real. Like, those moments would never, ever come back. And I can't tell people how I was and what was happening. You know what I mean? They have to see it. And for you to make that, It just blows my mind. And now I can tell people to watch this video. And what I want to do, just from between me and you and for the group, is I want to take that situation and I want to make it real, man. I want to turn it into either a movie or some type of sitcom, you know, about how what we went through from dancing to singing to whatever else we tried to do and how it all came together and was big and then it all fell apart and then everybody went their own ways. People need to see and hear those stories from people that really, really, you know, went through it and want to share it. So I appreciate what you're doing, man.
For sure, man. And I thank you. And for everybody that's listening, the project will be out in the New Year's. It'll probably be spring 2013. But in this project, you know, it'll be over an hour. It's basically going to be laid out like a film, like you said. And what the stories that you're going to hear and learn about with Co-Premier and our endeavors was a lot of people don't know that we were responsible for Carmen Electra. A lot of people don't know that we rubbed elbows with a lot of big wigs today that's in the game, like Jamie Foxx.
Hey, T-Rob, look, I want to continue this conversation, but I got to get to the other callers. But, yo, let's have this conversation again because I want to keep talking to you and I want to keep updating everybody on what's going on. But the Carmen Electra story, they have no idea what type of story that is between what we went through with her. You know what I mean? And it's a great story. So I want to definitely talk about that the next time we get a chance to chat, all right?
They're going to know. And, yeah, peace and love to you. Peace and love to all the viewers. Y'all keep following Shane. He's doing big things. And Cole Premier will return. And y'all see us in our best, man. So one love and keep doing your thing, baby. I love you, Shane.
All right, love you too, T. I'll talk to you later. Yo, I got another call on the line, 818. Oh, they super close. The last four digits, 1144. Who could that be? Yo, caller, you on the line?
Wow, hi.
Who is this?
What's going on, Shane?
Who is this?
It's your favorite Masha in the whole wide world, I think.
You're so goofy. What up, Masha? How you doing, girl?
What's going on? I just want to first of all say I think it's so wonderful that you're back on track and just out there and you're doing big things. And I hope you know a lot of people are supporting. And I'm so glad to know that somebody with such a big and inspirational name is doing something so wonderful for the community. So thank you from everyone, first of all.
You are very, very welcome, and I can't wait to do more, and all I want to do is change the world for the better. That's it. Through this
well,
thing
that
we call
dance. You definitely paved the way for many. But I got to say,
that.
When I was younger, I used to, and this is way before we met, you know, but I remember people saying, come to Shane's class, but I would be so intimidated. And, you know, I remember one time when we danced, you know, I was like, I kind of regretted that because I feel like when you have that love for dance, never be intimidated. When you have love for anything, you just got to keep pushing and never give up. But, yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. And I'm glad you brought that up because there's a lot of people out here that come out here to L.A. for like a year and then they go back home. You have to give it a chance. Nothing is going to happen to you in a year when you get out here that's stable. You know what I mean? It's got to be
anything
stone.
Great.
You got to build that house. Yes, you got to build that house. And, you know, nothing lasts that's made of sand. Build it of stone, and you got to take your time. Learn the choreographers. Learn how to learn your body.
Oh,
learn
yeah.
your, learn who you are as a person, you know? You just moved out of your house. Some people come out here and they're 17, 18 years old. This is their first time being on their own, so they're expecting everything to come fast. And they don't understand that it takes a minute to build your reputation and to get in the flow and for people to respect
you.
Oh,
definitely.
If it was for everybody would be making it. You know what I mean? So,
and I have,
you know,
I have a quote to add to that. Oh, sorry, interrupt you. I'm just really excited that you're doing this whole show and inspiring people. But a quote to add to that is, you know, it's not about trying your hardest. It's about doing your best, you know. And
exactly.
Anything great comes at a price. Everything great comes at a compromise and sacrifice, you know, and I'm one of the people can say that I feel that it should be a lot further than where I'm at today, even though I get all the time people think I'm already made it and, you know, doing big things. But,
yeah.
You know, it's baby steps at a time, and you just cannot give up. You just got to keep that heart and going. And dance has saved my life, just to put it out there. So
hey, I love that. That's one of my favorite slogans, man. Dance saved my life, literally. You don't understand. But I'm going to have to cut this short because I got other callers coming in, Masha. But I respect
shout
you and I love
Easy.
You and I thank you. Yeah, shout out to my boy Easy. You know, but we'll catch up soon. You know what I mean? But keep listening and tell all your friends to listen. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, Masha. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yep. Yo, I got another call that is coming through. Where we at? Area code, is that 310? Area code 619, last four digits of 0361. Caller, you are on the air right now. Caller, you on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sammy.
This is Sammy?
Yeah.
Hi, Sammy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Diego.
San Diego? Dope. I love San Diego. What's going on in San Diego today?
Nothing much. I just had a couple questions for you.
All right. I'm here.
So, obviously, I'm calling you because I love dance, and I have a big, big passion for it. I mean, I know
okay.
nothing else. So, I just
I'll
had a couple
you.
Questions. Like, I'm teaching dance. I've done things here and there, but I don't feel fulfilled. Like, I want to take it further, and I know, like, I have to leave San Diego and maybe make my way up to L.A., but the question I had for you was, do I need an agency, or, like, how else can I further myself?
Oh, my God, that's crazy. That's one of the biggest questions that I get asked all the time. It's two things about agencies. It's good. This is the good, and I'm going to tell you the bad. The good thing about it is, if you're hot, if they sign you and they think you're hot, they'll work you. You'll be involved in everything. If you're mediocre, if you're okay, and they don't really look at you as like somebody that's in the top 10, they won't work you. They won't send you out. I'm going to tell you this. I got an agent. When I first got out here, I was nobody. And
mm-hmm.
they never called me. But as soon as I started booking, as soon as I got the movie You Got Served, as soon as I started doing So You Think You Can Dance, all of a sudden I had every agent in the world calling me. And I was able to choose from the agencies that I went to. So I ended up going to an agency out here. I don't want to say any names, but I went to an agency. And I was with them for about 3 years. And do you know that every job that I ever booked from that agency, I got it myself, or they called the agency. They never booked me on a job. And I was the most, I was famous. I was popular. You know what I mean? And then
yeah.
I ended up moving to, I ended up going to William Morris, which is one of the biggest agencies you could get with. You know what I mean? And they did a lot for me. I love William Morris, and I give much respect to them. But the smaller agencies, you just have to be careful. When you go in there and you audition for them, you better go in there doing lyrical, hip-hop, jazz, whatever. You need to go in there smashing every category, because the more you offer them, the more they have to play with. If you go in there just as a hip-hop dancer, you better be the dopest hip-hop dancer that they've ever seen, and your look better be different from everybody that walks in that building. Because you got to remember, this is media. This is the internet. This is TV. Everything is about your face and your physical. So you got to make sure you have a look that stands out, and then you got to be able to complement that look, being able to do whatever style of dance you do to the best of your ability. You know what I mean? So what style of dance you do?
I do ballet, tap, jazz, and hip-hop.
See, you could be a monster. Having all that talent and all those different styles, you could be a monster. I don't know how good you are at each individual style, but if you're pretty good at all of them, you got a really good chance. And if you got a dope look, you got a really great chance. But I'll tell you this, before you come to L.A., just make sure that you have some money saved up. Make sure that whoever you're going to stay with, roommate-wise, that they're somebody reliable, because some of the dopest dancers come out here and go back home because they can't pay their bills, or their roommate done, you know, did something stupid where they got kicked out of their place. So it's a lot involved in coming out here. It's not just about taking an audition and getting an agent. It's about survival. This whole dance thing is about survival, okay? So when you make that move, make sure you come out here ready to destroy and ready to stay here for at least 2 to 3 years before you even book a show. Okay? Because it takes time. You might do something right away, but just be ready. Something. Be ready for it to take a year or two before you do anything that makes you feel like you're a dancer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer your question? Was that too much?
No, I got everything, and it's so much helpful. Thank you so, so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I need you to keep listening to Shane Sparks on Planet Dance, because I'm here to give you everything you need, and I appreciate your question, because that question is big out there, okay?
All right, I definitely will. Thank you.
Yep, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Yo, this is your boy Shane Sparks on Planet Dance. I love it. This is my fourth show, and it's crazy because my first show, I didn't have not one caller. It's crazy. My second show, I think I had one caller, maybe two. Now the phones are blowing up. It just goes to show that if you put your mind to something, it would definitely happen, and I'm definitely enjoying what's going on because I just want to speak my mind and let the world speak. And while I'm speaking, I got one more call on the phone. It's a 310 area code, so it's in Cali. 310, the last four digits are 9268. Caller, you on the line with Shane Sparks. Who is this? I can't hear you. Okay. That caller must have dropped, so you know what? I'm going to move on. Are you there? Okay, let's move on. So back to this America's Got Talent. I want to make sure that everybody that's listening to this, tell their friends and their family, all the people that you know that are very talented, tell them to go audition, because this year, this Wednesday and Thursday, November 14th and 15th, the doors will be open at 8 a.m. down at the convention center. Make sure you go and audition, because it's going to be crazy, okay? And if you don't know the website, it's agtauditions.com. Go and register right now and get your crew, get your grandma, get your dad, get everybody that you know and love down there to show what they got, because it's going to be crazy. That's one of the shows that never lets you down. America's Got Talent, based on behalf of my boy Easy, Eric Zuli. If you don't know Eric Zuli, you need to know him. Make sure you follow him at Eric Zuli. Twitter. Yo, and if you don't know my Twitter, check it out. At Sparks5678. At Sparks5678. I'm trying to get 20,000 Twitters by the end of this weekend. Y'all need to help me get there. It's crazy. You would think I would have more, but I just became like a big Twitter fan. I was never on Twitter a lot. So now that I'm on here, I'm loving it and I'm enjoying it. So if you listen to my show and you love what I'm doing and you appreciate what I'm doing, make sure you follow me, Sparks5678. Yeah. So make sure you tweet me. All right, yo, my show is coming to a close right now. I got a lot of information out there that I needed to get out there. I hope everybody that listens to the show enjoy it. Make sure y'all tweet me. Make sure y'all listen to the show. Make sure y'all tell all your friends, okay? I got a lot of stuff on my mind that I want to talk about. And if you don't know, dance saved my life. And if you understand that and you feel that and it saved your life, I need y'all to tweet me right now. Right now, and let me do that. I need y'all to follow at WTV Network, at Eric Zuli, and follow me, Sparks5678. And make sure you listen to Blog Talk Radio, because they've given me the opportunity to do what I love to do. And it's dance and talk and spread the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? So if you're out there and you're a dancer and you're trying to make it in this world, yo, you got my support. And call me up and tell me what you're trying to do. And I'll definitely support you and be there for you and give you all the knowledge that you need, okay? Yo, check this out. I want to send a shout-out to Gabrielle over at Dancers Global. That's one of my boys. He did a lot for me when a lot of stuff was going crazy and nobody was trying to listen to me. He was doing articles on me and supporting me, and I wanted to let him know that I definitely appreciate him. So shout-out to Gabrielle. Follow him at Dancers Global. And, yo, follow my girl, Diana. I'm not trying to read all this stuff. It's Diana Baby. Make sure you follow her at It Diana Baby on Twitter. And yo, this is Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. I'm doing my thing, and I hope y'all understand what I'm doing, because this is going to be the dopest show. And about a year from now, this is all people going to listen to. Yo, so Young Mac, if you're listening, I hope you're listening, because I'm about to play your stuff. Check it out. Put it in, Young Mac. He got the song out called Follow Your Dreams. I just want y'all to know that everything I ever did was a dream, and I followed my dream, and everything came true, and I'm about to do more. So if you listen to this track, yo, this is dedicated to you. Follow your dreams. Young Mac, do your thing. Yo, yo, yo. That's my boy Young Mac. I love that song. Yeah. I hope y'all like that song because I love it, and I played it because it's basically about following your dreams. So this is Shane Sparks, and I just want y'all to know y'all listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTB Networks. I'd like to thank Block Talk Radio for giving me this opportunity. So my day is done. I see y'all next Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific time. And if you enjoyed my show, tweet me. Let me know what's going on. I appreciate it very much. Shane Sparks, and I'm out of here. Hey.
You're listening to Planet Dance with Dan Smith.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me, 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.